The Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce. Holocaust. Sebastian looked up from a book he was reading. What is the Holocaust, Mom? I took a deep breath. I knew this would be more difficult than questions about Santa Claus, sex, or even God. It would require peering into the deepest aspects of the human soul. I explained the Holocaust referred to the extermination of over 6 million Jews, gypsies, homosexuals, and mentally ill or disabled people by the Nazis, specifically ordered by Adolf Hitler. But why? In my mind, I sorted through all the ways I could answer. I could explain how Adolf Hitler did not create a movement, but rather rode an already existing wave swollen with hunger, fear, and hate. Internationally, people were writing and speaking about the virtues of racial purity and lauding white supremacy. Hitler directed that hatred into a killing machine intended to wipe out all who were not fair-skinned, light-haired, or blue-eyed. I thought of all the people I had met over the years who had been shaped by the Holocaust, those who walked through the middle of it and escaped to the other side, those who barely missed its grasp, those who fled in time. I remember a lover in Massachusetts who had spent years researching his family tree. One evening, he picked up a scroll of paper from his desk and unfurled it. I watched him trace his family line from his name through his mother and father and up the family tree. "Why is this side blank?" I asked. "They were all lost. Probably Buchenwald. I can't trace where they went." His answer was quiet, matter of fact, but his eyes were filled with tears. "How can you explain 3 generations lost, literally up in smoke?" I remembered my friend Susan, a patron of artists and activists in New York City. One evening, sitting at her kitchen table and sipping herb tea, she recounted her family's journey to North America. "My father and uncle were taken to the camps early, around 1937. They called them labor camps at the time. Amazingly, they were released after 6 months and came back home. My mother, my aunt, and I went to meet them at the train station. They were so thin we didn't recognize them. They had torn clothes, no coats, and the winter was so cold. My father tried to find a way for the family to escape. He rode the train to a remote station in northern Germany to meet someone who would help with passports and visas. When he got off the train, only a soldier was waiting on the platform. The man who was supposed to meet him had betrayed him to the German authorities. The soldier put him on a train headed for one of the camps. That time, he never returned." Susan and her mother gathered all the valuables they could carry and traveled overland to Italy. There, they managed to buy passage on a ship to the United States. I noted Susan's unflappable serenity. "Have you always been so peaceful?" I asked her. She laughed. "After living through that time, what is there to worry about? Nothing. Truly nothing." I thought of Sonia Bilotti, a dear friend who survived 5 years at Auschwitz. I know I will never fully comprehend what Sonia experienced, but those bare facts began to come to life when I saw the movie Schindler's List. I wanted to reach out to Sonia and apologize for asking her to tell me about her experience in the camps. "It is too hard," she had said. How could I compress all of these rich, soul-filled lives into a simple answer for my son? Over the next 6 months, we watched movies, 6 million paper clips, Forgiving Dr. Mengele, then The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. At the end of this last film, my sons were angry. "No more Holocaust films," they said, their eyes filled with tears. In the 80s, I watched a series of films about the Vietnam War. After watching Platoon, I shook for nearly 3 hours. "It's just a movie," said my partner at the time. "Yes, a movie about real life," I retorted. "I've had enough. I get it. War is senseless. I don't need to see any more Vietnam movies." I'm guessing my sons had a similar experience. Holocaust was more than an unfamiliar word in a book. It was something they understood viscerally, that grabbed them in the heart and belly and wouldn't allow them to turn away. They had wandered in that deepest part of the human soul and found the territory deeply unsettling. Now, I thought, you have answered your question.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, and award-winning author. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.